In the year and more since the recession struck, Wall Street has managed a strong comeback as other sectors of the economy pursue similar recoveries. Investment in this growth area can be important for individuals taking the long-term view as well. Our next guest is Cami Zaraki, CEO of Better Investing, an educational organization that's helping ordinary people make their futures viable through prudent investment. She joins us now on Sky Radio. Cami, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dennis. I'm glad to be here.
Apparently, people today are more on their own than ever in terms of preparing for their future. Tell me how you see the situation facing ordinary people who are looking forward to retirement today.
Actually, I think it's pretty uncertain. You just take a look at the sources that people have for income, Social Security and pensions, and Social Security funding is actually going to be decreasing over the next few years, and pensions are likely to decrease as well. So that when you take a look at what the traditional sources that people tend to look for to fund their retirement, it's actually going to make up less than 75% of the total that's needed. And with growing concerns on health care and decreasing coverage, more and more people really need to self-fund their own retirement.
Well, what kinds of steps should people take to assure a comfortable retirement?
They need to start investing now. First and foremost, they need to set aside a regular sum of money each month, each quarter, whatever it is, and they have to invest that sum per that schedule over their entire lifetime. The second thing they need to do is they need to reinvest their earnings and their dividends so they get the full value of the money that they're investing over their lifetime. They need to focus on investing in high-quality growth stocks or investing in mutual funds that really focus on high-quality growth stocks. And they need to diversify their holdings and really getting a mix of small, medium, and large cap companies that allows them to realistically target an aggressive 15% annual return across their portfolio. Now, they might not make that 15%, but they're more likely to if they target and try to manage to it, and that will enable them to outperform the market.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, there's been quite a rally in the stock market over the last several months. What can we gather from this?
Well, you know, there are always going to be bear markets and there's always going to be bull markets. And over the long term, despite all that up and down, the stock market is still the place that generates the highest return on an individual's investment. So for the educated investor that's doing their homework and buying those high-quality growth stocks and mutual funds and managing their portfolio appropriately, they know that a bear market is an opportunity to buy good companies on sale. And a bull market is the opportunity to watch that investment grow over time.
Cami, thanks so much for joining us here on Sky Radio, giving us a good viewpoint on this.
Thanks so much. It's been my pleasure.
Cami Zaraki, the CEO of Better Investing, and we reached her by phone at her office in Madison Heights, Michigan. There's lots more on the web at www.betterinvesting.org.